couple of announcements. First of all, if you want to go over to room 103 in the offices today, you can be there for the right after Mass for the blessing of that room, and it's going to be now called us the St. Anne Room. Also at 1 o'clock, we'll have the chili cook-off in St. Joseph Hall. And finally, after Mass, if you want to take one of the poinsettias home, you may do so. They will bring them to the communion rail. Don't come into the sanctuary. And there's also poinsettias out there in the Southwest vestibule if you wish to take them home. They're still, many of them are still in really good shape. Just keep watering them. And I remember my grandparents had a poinsettia they had gotten like 3 or 4 years ago. The thing was huge. It didn't blossom again, but again, they had it for many years. Anyhow, there was a priest, it was at a parish way back up in the hills, and he couldn't be at the parish council meeting, so he asked the chairman of the council to ask for permission to buy a new chandelier for the church. And when the priest returned, the chairman came to him and says, "Well, he decided no on the chandelier for three reasons. First of all, nobody knows how to spell it, so we can't order it. Second, the organist doesn't know how to play it. And third, what we really need in the church is more light." Later on, you'll look at it. In any event, today is the Feast of the Epiphany, about Jesus being manifest to the nations, and it's all about light. In the first reading, the prophet speaks of God's people being light to the rest of the world's people. They are to be a sign to the world of God's care and love for all people, and that people were to come to understand God's love and to respond to it, to receive that love with thankfulness and knowing that we are not alone. We are reminded by the light of Christ that there is more to the world than just this world. In the second reading, Paul tells the Ephesians of God's revealing mystery, that all, Jew and Gentile alike, are one body and co-partners in Christ's promises. In the gospel, we hear the story of the Magi, who follow the light of the star, and they come to find the child who is the source of divine light, Jesus himself. We also see of darkness in Herod's heart, for fear that his kingship will come to an end. But light must shine in the darkness, especially in a world today that is so filled with darkness. We are called to be the light of Christ. How? First of all, we are to be the light of Christ by praying daily and by faithfully worshiping, making Sunday liturgy a priority, that Sunday Mass should be the thing that should be the reason we cancel other things and not something we can just get away from for petty reasons. Secondly, I suggest some practical New Year's resolutions. First of all, be kind to that one coworker that gets under your skin, and don't complain about him to anybody who will listen. Every day I want you to pray for that one person who has hurt you the most, even if that person has passed away, and ask God to give that person what God knows the person needs and not what you think they ought to have. Another thing, try to be patient, to respond with patience and maybe silence when somebody cuts you off while you're driving, and ask God to bless that person rather than curse him. Another thing, make a decision to let somebody go in before you. Another thing, thank God for his mercies. And then I also want you to thank that person who checks you out at the grocery store and smile at them, especially if you can see that they're having a hard day. Another thing, hold the door for the person behind you. And if somebody barks at you, because we live in a world where people like to bark at people, if somebody barks at you for doing something, say, please forgive me. Don't say, I'm sorry, because you may not have anything to be sorry for. But say, please forgive me. Another thing, be bold enough to defend the truth when it's being denied, even if only to say, I disagree with you. But you don't have to get into an argument, and don't respond with anger. And when speaking about people, remember three things. First of all, is what I'm saying true? Second, is what I'm saying fair? And third, if what I'm saying is not necessary, the best response is silence. Ask God every day to help you to know His will and be confident that He will give you the grace you need each day to do His will and to bring light to our world.